KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start in Gauteng. The Solo restaurant in Sandton says the safety of its patrons remains its top priority after a fatal shooting at the establishment. On Thursday night, three people died after an armed group forced its way into the upmarket eatery where firearms aren't allowed. The restaurant has since released a statement on the incident. Newswatch's Lebogang Ndashe has more.
The restaurant commended their security team and the local community forum for their swift response. A businessman was taken to hospital after being shot, but was declared dead upon arrival, while his two bodyguards were declared dead on the scene. Four others, including two patrons, a CPF member, and a security guard, were also rushed to hospital. Gauteng police spokesperson Dimakatso Nebuholu revealed that the man who initiated the shooting had previously been arrested for another shooting incident at a Sandton establishment last year. Law enforcement officials have recovered two AK-47 rifles and two handguns.
That report by Newswatch's Lebogang Ndashe. And back home, the family of a Wentworth teenager who was shot and killed 2 years ago says no sentence can ever replace his life. 20-year-old Dondre Addison was sentenced to 15 years in prison for the murder of Leighton Finn yesterday. 17-year-old Leighton had been on his way to winter holiday classes when he was attacked. Speaking after proceedings at the Durban Regional Court, Leighton's father, Tyron, said he's gutted by the sentence.
My saint was taken. You'd never get a kid like that in Wentworth. What are they saying to the rest of those unruly kids? It's just not on. There's no justice in this country. And then you give him minutes to nothing?
On the other hand, Leighton's mother, Gail Franks, says she feels justice has been served.
And we are lucky that we had witnesses too, because in Wentworth, you don't find people coming there. Well, they won't stand. And I know it's hard, and we will miss Leighton, but I am happy that justice has been served.
And Donald Trump claims Ukraine has to, quote, get on the ball and get the job done when it comes to ending its war with Russia. The U.S. president says while Moscow has, quote, all the cards, he's finding it difficult to deal with Kiev. He also insists that he believes Vladimir Putin wants peace. In a clip from Sky News, Trump says he doesn't want to give security guarantees to Ukraine until the fighting stops.
I want to settle the war, get it finished. Because if I'm not here, nobody's going to settle it. We're pushing very hard. That's all I'm thinking about now. As far as the question about security later, that's the easy part.
Your top story this hour, the Solo restaurant in Sandton says the safety of its customers remains its top priority after three people died during a shooting at the establishment this week. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.